All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Mike Gozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So last night, at 7 o'clock, I was home and I put on the first game and the first pass. This kid threw was across the field pass, which was intercepted and run in for a touchdown. Little did we all know that that would be the most exciting play that Detroit did all night. The Jets just destroyed the Lions. They are paper Lions. They've always been that way. They destroyed them.
Yeah, they won 48-17.
And the kid looked good, but the defense scored. I think it was two pick sixes.
Well, the defense said they knew his signals. I'd like to know how they knew his signals.
Well, I can tell you right now, they knew something because, Mike, it was Bill Belichick-like.
Well, there you go. Maybe they had a microphone in the locker room or something.
Well, anyways, there's that game. And then Gruden lost his he should have stayed in the broadcast booth. He lost a lot to the Rams. So now, where does that leave us win-wise?
I'm 3-3, and you're 1-4-1.
Ah, yes, another stellar season of making NFL.
Yep. It's football.
It's football is right. All right, well, let's go on to the national pastime, baseball.
Yeah, Yankees lumped up Minnesota last night, 7-2.
Hey, your favorite guy got a home run.
Baba Booey?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's he hitting now, about .170?
.170 and I think 18 home runs.
I would bet without knowing that probably the two Minnesota runs, one of them had to be because he passed the ball or something.
I don't know. I just know that he hit a home run.
Yeah, Baba Booey's hitting .189. So you got McCutchen hitting .184, Baba Booey hitting .189, and that guy that they continue to hold on to, Greg Bird, hitting .195. So Yankees beat the Twins last night. The Twins are a bad team, but Happ pitched very well. He scattered six hits, walked nobody, which was important, had another low pitch count and got yanked. And if they go into the wild card the way they're going, he's the starter. And that's what I said when they got him. I said he's probably going to be their starter in a wild card game, and that's the way it looks. The Yankees have not lost a game to Minnesota all year. They're 5-0, and they have two more against them in the next 2 days. So all things going, they'll probably sweep the season series from the Twins.
All right. Where else do you want to go in baseball?
Verlander went back to Detroit for the first time since the trade yesterday. Didn't treat them well. He struck out 10 guys, and Houston came away with a 3-2 win. So Houston just keeps on rolling. That's 8 out of 10. They're playing good ball again. They're all healthy. Altuve tweaked his knee a little bit again last night, which is something to bear watching on. But it's full steam ahead for the Astros. And after last weekend, we'll see what happens when they play Boston, if they play Boston in the playoffs. The Mets play Miami tonight at home if the rain lets up. Last night's game was postponed. It's going to be made up as part of a doubleheader, hopefully, on Wednesday. And who are the A's playing now? The A's, uh-oh, watch out, they're playing Baltimore. So like the Yankees will beat up on the Twins, the A's should beat up on the Orioles. So nothing will happen there. Everything will be status quo into the next series.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about in sports?
I don't think there's much. I mean, they made a big deal out of the Serena Williams thing. And, you know, to me, my opinion, she was getting beat. So she got pissed and looked for somebody to blame that she was losing.
Look no further than John McEnroe when he played. It's the same thing. So that's all. I mean,
she was on the verge of getting beat and lost her mind. So, and then she's blaming sexism, and you have what you have. So you got beat. Learn to lose like a professional and just move on to the sunset. And if anybody should be upset, it should be the kid that won because she took all the limelight off of her with her tirade. So grow up, Serena.
There you go. There you go. Sage advice from Mike Kazi to
grow
Serena.
Up.
There's not much else going on, though, now. Look at we got a low here, a lull.
Well, when's there's got to be a football game coming up soon.
Thursday.
Oh, 2 days, right?
2 days. It's Thursday. It's football.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, it is what it is. But still going on with baseball a little bit more. The Brewers beat the Cubs yesterday 3-2. And the Cubs are fading. The Cubs aren't playing good. I think, let me just take a quick look here. The Brewers are only one game behind right now. Brewers won 8 out of their last 10. The Cubs only won 4 out of their last 10. So the Brewers are picking up ground on them, and they're only one game behind. So in all likelihood, the wild cards are going to come from that division right now because the West Coast teams are slumping a bit. They're really close still out west. You just get, depending on the day, you look up and you see somebody else leading the West, and right now, believe it or not, it's the Rockies. So you're only, right now I think you're only going to get one team out of the West, whoever wins it, and the Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals are going to be battling to see who wins that division, and I think the wild card will come out of that division too. The Phillies, they're doing a swoon here. They're 5 games behind the Braves, and that thing looks like it's pretty locked up for the Braves right now, the way the Phillies are playing and the Braves are winning. So it looks like everything is going to be locked up except who hosts the wild card game in the American League, who wins the National League West, and what teams come out of the National League Central. But right now the Cubs are playing very bad baseball.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow, see if there's anything else for us to talk about.
We'll see how many runs the Yankees beat the Twinkies by, that's for sure.
Okay. Take care. I'll speak
have
to you
have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.